So, hello everyone, and welcome to the Fairy Cafe's Open House AMA with Id. I wanted to take a few minutes before we start to say thank you for joining us. We're all very thankful to have you here, and we hope you have a fun night. We have some rules to go over before we start that are important and that we ask that you follow. So first, do not ping, DM, or send a friend request to our guest speakers before, during, or after the AMA. Please respect their privacy. Refrain from spamming the chat and attention-seeking behavior. This is to make sure that everyone has a fair chance of getting their questions answered and to make sure our speaker is not overwhelmed. And please try to ask one question at a time again to make sure that the speaker isn't overwhelmed. Show common courtesy. Friendly banter is encouraged, but keep it to a minimum and respect the people in chat. The guest speaker reserves the right to skip questions and refuse to answer questions that they're not comfortable with answering. Do not record or stream the AMA from your device. The AMA will be recorded and posted to the AMA archive after the event. In order to help our guest speaker keep up with the questions if they are behind, we'll be slowing down chat, and once they've caught up, slow mode will be removed. If you feel as though there is someone disrupting you or the chat, please DM a mod. We'll talk to this member once. If for any reason we need to speak to them a second time, they will be removed from the chat for the remainder of the event. We'll be reminding you of the rules in chat if we feel that it's necessary. And that's all for the rules and guidelines. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Id. And you guys can ask all the questions.
Lovely. Hi, everyone. Not famous bestie, please. I'm glad that you guys are here with me, by the way. Thank you for coming. I love you too, Snow. Sage. Okay, what's my favorite kind of cow? I like all cows, actually. Sage with the classic. I love you too, Snow, but I can't answer that. Okay, Saskia, listen, I am here for a good time, okay? I am not gonna get stressed out because of that freaking listen, okay? It's not elevator music. Elevator music is a completely different kind of, I forgot the name of the thing, kind of genre. It's not elevator music. How many languages do I speak? I speak Portuguese, English, and a little bit of Spanish. Favorite throwback song? It's probably Don't Trust Me by 303. Yeah. What's your favorite song right now? It's called The Lento by Randy Mancuso. Do you have any favorite books? I do, actually. They're all local, but I have one that I can recommend to you guys if you like, if you want to read it. But it's a thriller because I am like that. It's called Perfect Days by Rafael Montes. I can put the thing in chat. Hold on. Perfect. There you go. Do you like to collect things? I used to when I was younger. Like, I used to collect those bouncing little balls. Until one day, I had a box full of them, and I decided to play with them outside of my house. And then, like, one just flew out of my house, and a bus ran by it. It was terrible, but, you know, things happen. My favorite music genre, it's probably jazz. If you were a dish, what dish would that be? I would probably be carrot cake. Yeah. What is your least favorite food and why? I don't eat any type of seafood because I feel like all of it tastes like fish. And I haven't liked fish like since I was a child. Have you ever dyed your hair a crazy color? If not, would you? And which color? I have never dyed my hair, like, ever. I'm literally, like, in my 20s right now, and I have never dyed my hair, but I would like to, like, dye my ends white one day. I think it would look great. What's your favorite color? TARDIS blue. What's your opinion on mint chocolate chip stuff? I really like mint chocolate chips. It's really good. I don't understand why people don't like it. Frogs, yes or no? Yes, absolutely. My favorite season is fall. For like the aesthetic, but I really like summer because it's really hot and I really like hotness. If you play Pokemon, which Pokemon are your favorite? I used to like Jigglypuff when I was younger. I still do, it's just that, like, I was never like a Pokemon kind of kid. Your hair is so pretty, what's the secret? Oh, Saskia, thank you. That's really nice of you. There's no secret. I just wash it. I can like make a video one day, like a routine or something like that. But, like, it's just, you know, hair cream. Yeah. Do you have any irrational fears? If so, what are they? Irrational? I wouldn't say irrational, but like, I have a strong, strong fear of heights. But like, it's weird because I only feel that fear when I'm like in a very, very tall building. And like, if I look down, I just have this, oh God, it's terrible. I don't know why. It's just like when I'm in a very, very tall building. Other than that, it's not a thing. What's your ideal first date? I'm going to take you on it. I hope so, Jay. My ideal first date would be probably movies at home. But like, since, you know, we are at home right now and we're all fed up by it, I'll probably go for the movies outside. I really like going to the movies. Do you have a skincare morning routine? I don't, actually. I just drink water. Do you prefer coffee or tea in the morning? I don't drink tea. My roommate is the one that likes tea the most. I'm more of a coffee person. Do you dream in color or in black and white? I usually dream in color, but like, I've had this really insane dream like one day. It gave me an audio idea, by the way. It's coming. I'm writing already. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? Probably where I am right now. I'm really happy. So, yeah. What language do you dream in? It's usually Portuguese and sometimes English as well. Z, you broke me with that question. I don't know how to choose between cats or dogs. I believe cats. If I had to choose, like, if I had to. Sage, what kind of question is this? Oh my God. Oh God. Okay. Toe fingers, I guess. Okay. Are you a morning person or a night owl? So I've talked about this once on Twitter. I feel like I get a lot of things done in the morning. Like, I'm not the type to like wake up late. I usually wake up at like 7:30 a.m., if not earlier. But I am more productive at night. So I believe I would be a night owl. Do you have a lot of keychains? How do they look like? No, not really. I just have like one, and it's a shell, a seashell. How many pillows do you sleep with? One, just one. Favorite movie genre? Probably comedy or like animated. I like animated movies. What drew you into making audios? Okay, that is a long one. Okay, so when I was still like I think in my third year of uni, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You guys don't know that about me, but I'm a huge ass nerd. I'm the type to like write down everything that I learn. So when I was in university, like I was usually the one to explain things to my colleagues because they didn't get it a lot. So one day it was like exam week and I had to like explain some things to them about like projection, about all of those things. Like that we had a test like in the morning. So I sent like a bunch of audios explaining to them like why it was the way it was. I don't really remember what I was explaining, but yeah. And then like one of them like hit me with a you sound really hot when you're explaining stuff. That was like the first time that like someone like I actually acknowledged the fact that people thought that my voice was nice. Like I had some people like telling me that before, but like I was okay, that's nice. But other than that, you guys know that like a lot of VAs are into, they were theater kids when they were younger, right? So I was not able to be one because I got stage fright really easily. So like as much as I loved being like, as much as I love giving life to characters and like read scripts and all of those things, as soon as I stepped on the stage and I saw all of those people, I got stage fright. I cannot move. So like GWA, when I found it, it felt like a perfect thing for me to do. Like I could, you know, still give life to characters. I could still act without a literal crowd looking at me. So that's what drew me into making audios. Which is the audio that you're the most proud of? Probably You're Mine Forever. It's a yandere. It's F for M. But I'm planning on something for the girls as well. Anyway, do you usually remember your dreams or do you forget them quite quickly? So I have a few of, how do I say that? So sometimes I do remember, like if it's something that is really important to me, I don't know, like if something in the dream like was really important to me in here, like in real life, something I just will remember it forever. Like I have a few dreams that I remember when I was a child still. So yeah. What is your favorite book? It's called The Village by the same author that wrote Perfect Days. It's a really good book. I can explain it to you guys, like the premise if you guys want. If you could describe yourself in three words, which words would they be? Duality. Let's see. Hot and cold. Yeah. Favorite doctor from Doctor Who? It's 10. It is 10, but I like 11 as well. Like they're like together in that I can't really choose, but yeah. Doctor Who companion, probably Amy. I feel like Amy had a lot of personality. She was really, she feels like a warrior to me. I don't know why. Like her personality is really strong. I relate to her. What is a random subject you're passionate about? Random. I mean, I'm not sure if psychology is random, but I'm really passionate about it. I'm glad you like the audio, Z. And thank you, Flora. I'm planning on something something FRF as well. Like it's an idea that came from an idea that I had scratched out like ages ago. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. Do you prefer breakfast, lunch, dinner, or brunch? So we don't have brunch in here where I live, but I like breakfast the most, I believe. My favorite audio tag. I believe it's probably kissing. I really like kissing. Amelia Pond, what a name, exactly. Do you have any favorite games, board games, video games, anything? I do, actually. One of them is called Undertale. It's my favorite game of all time. I get emotional with the songs to this day. It's been 6 years and I still love that game with a passion. That is my favorite game of all time. My favorite time of day, it's probably when the sun is setting. It's like the sky is here looks really pretty. Oof, God. I'm going to show you guys one day. It's really nice. Top three tags you like listening to for both safe for work and not safe for audios. So, okay, safe for work. Like I said, I enjoy kissing. I like, in safe for work, I like soft spoken as well. And what else do I like? Let's see here. Eye contact. And that goes for the not safe for work as well. The other two in not safe for work, I enjoy grinding, and moans. So nice. Do you like playing Monopoly? I don't play like board games a lot, but I do like it when I do. Do you watch anime? I used to watch way more when I was a teenager. Like, these days I don't watch a lot. Like, the last anime that I've watched was Attack on Titan. Extension from Snow's question. Do you like playing Uno? Yes, I do, but I get really competitive and I start trash talking. Extension of Audie's question. What's your favorite rule to use in Uno? I like blockage, just to annoy everybody. What's the last film you watched and what did you think of it? I watched Cruella and it was so nice. Oh my God, that movie is insanely good. My God. What's something you wish you could tell teenage Id if you could go back in time? Probably like, it's okay for you to cry. Yeah, probably that. That would be a good one. I'm sorry, say you know again, you know. What are your pet peeves? I don't have a lot. Let's see. I don't like when people like talk to me and like, you know, touch me a lot. Like, you know those people that like, you know, they start talking to you and they're like, you know, keep touching you all the time. I cannot take that. I can't do that. Stop saying you know, guys, please. Oh my God. Other than that, I don't like people who are rude for no reason. Like, you know, people who make being rude a personality. That's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not sure if that's a pet peeve, but it annoys me a lot. If you could communicate with one kind of animal, what would it be and why? Cats, obviously, because cats. Favorite vacation spot for 24 hours if all expenses were paid? Probably Vegas. Yeah. It isn't actually yandere confirmed. You have no idea. No, I'm joking. Maybe not. What's your opinion of Tetris? Oof. I just want to know if everything's okay with you guys. That's all I want. What is, in your opinion, the worst movie you've ever watched? So, I have a thing for bad movies. Like, I enjoy watching bad movies. So, like, the worst movie I've ever watched and that like made me laugh the most was probably Attack of the Murderers. Yeah, Tomatoes. It's so bad, it's on YouTube, I'm pretty sure. Hold on a second, let me drink a little bit of water. Also, you guys, please drink water. (Clears throat) Do you like KBBQ? I'm not sure if I know what that is, Percy. I'm sorry. What's your favorite dessert? Petit gâteau, probably. Okay, so you guys are not okay. Yeah, I imagine. I imagine that. Favorite fast food chain? Burger King, I think. It's not a face, James, please. Favorite Disney movies? Let me think about that one. Because, like, I was not like a Disney child, so it's really hard for me to like distinguish Disney movies and Pixar movies. I like Inside Out. I'm not sure if that's from Disney though. It's probably not, but yeah. Favorite Disney princess? I would go for Merida or Mulan. I think Merida. I liked her. Yes, Audie, tomatoes. Yes, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That's the name, exactly. It's really bad, guys. It's terrible. Okay, like there's a scene in there where like the dude, like he just sees like a red spot on the floor, and he's like, and he like gets that and he tastes it and he's like, this is not blood. It's tomato juice. It's so bad. It's terrible, but it's so good. It's so good. I mean, Sharknado exists, so this doesn't surprise me. Exactly. I think there was like a collab between like Sharknado and Clown something, and like they made like a tornado with sharks and clowns at the same time. Did I dream that? I'm not sure. What's your opinion on Disney sequels? I mean, some of those were great, like Toy Story. I believe that was really nice. I can't think of any other sequels, though. Man, I'm terrible at Disney movies. Jesus fuck. Oh, Korean barbecue. I do not. I am sorry. Though I don't think I've ever tasted that, so maybe if I do one day. Rank the following colors from your favorite to least favorite. Oh, damn. Okay. So red is probably a 9 for me. Orange, probably a 6. Yellow, a 6 as well. Green, no, okay, let's go with yellow, 5. Green, I will give green. I really do like green, but like it depends on the tone though. Green. It's really hard to read colors, y'all. Please. Green is gonna be a 9 for me too. Like I don't know how to read colors like in order, but I'm sorry. Okay, teal. Teal. I would say I'm not sure. Probably a 7 for teal. Yeah. Blue 20. Lilac. I like lilac. That's such a fun phrase to say. I like lilac. Okay. Lilac. I would say 9 too. Violet. Violet is like the deepest purple, right? I like that color. I would say 8. And pink, I like pink, so I would go for probably an 8 too. What are you most grateful for right now? Probably the friendships that I've made in this community, including you guys. Like, you guys are really nice to me. You've been since the beginning, and like, I'm really grateful for you guys, truly. My go-to order. I'm not sure if like you guys have the same names though. It's probably double cheddar. Favorite kind of shoe? Doc Martens. God, Doc Martens, man. Oof. Can you run in heels? I absolutely cannot. I can't even stand in heels. Let's start there. I am terrible at heels. Oh, wait, favorite kind of shoe. Did I answer that one? I did. Doc Martens. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Well. Technically? Technically, right? Yeah. Okay, Inside Out is Disney full. Also, I don't reckon this has been asked. How are you? Are you well? Yes, I am very well. I'm on recess from university until a few months from now. So yeah, I'm really okay. Rock, paper, scissors. I usually go for scissors. Do you know how much I love you? I probably don't, but I love you too. George Clooney? I think so. I'm pretty sure Narita, yeah. Cinderella 3 is the best Disney sequel, Fight Me. I've never seen even the second one. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I think I lost it. Oh, there you go. Have you learned a new hobby or skill lately? If not, what's a skill you'd like to learn? I have, actually. I've done some custom sneakers, like, in this meantime, in the pandemic. I can show you guys later. Like, I turned a regular Converse into a cloudy Converse. It looks pretty cool. Do you play any instruments? I don't. Cereal first or milk first? Cereal first. I need your opinion on Dirty Dancing 1 and 2 Lay on Me. Okay, so I love both of them. I feel like it's one of those movies that it really portrays chemistry really well. Like when you have like good chemistry with somebody, like when you can feel the chemistry through like the fucking screen, that's the best thing for me, honestly. Like the eye contact and the way they touch each other and the way everything is so fucking slow. That is my jam right there. But my favorite one is the second one, especially for the chemistry between the characters. Oh, what kind of fashion sense is your favorite? I have a really all over the place kind of fashion sense. I can go from a long hot ass dress with a lot of cleavage to like a, let's see, a shirt and pants and Doc Martens. Like I'm really all over the place. Like I enjoy changing styles a lot, and I've been changing it like since the pandemic started. I've changed as a person. Like I feel like my closet hasn't been the same anymore. Like what we have in there, sweaters, a lot of sweaters. I have button-up shirts with a lot of patterns. As you guys can see on my Twitter, like I am crazy about patterns. I have suspenders, I have dresses, like the ones that twirl and everything. So like it's pretty all over the place. Do you have a favorite interior design style? Minimalism, mid-century, modern? I like minimalism so much. I think it's really beautiful. What was your favorite look from Cruella? I believe it was the last one with the Dalmatian dots, where the girl, what was her name again? I forgot her name. She thought that like Cruella had killed her dogs to make a coat, and that was so oof. Please, yes, you can hold, Audie. Yes, we can hold hands. How would you describe your personal style? I'm not sure. I really like like, as to, if we're talking like about colors, let's say like that, I like black and white a lot. Like, I have a shirt that's like black on one side and white in the other. I have black and white docks as well. What else do I like? I like earthy tones too. Yeah, like pretty much everything that's dark and white. Do you prefer when people leave long or short comments on your audios? I am a whore for short comments. I'm not even sure if I can curse in here. But yeah, I love long comments so much. Like, dude, because like, I make those in like other people's audios when like I really sit down and listen to them, because I feel like, you know, if you like something, you should always let the creator know. Because if you feel like there is, like, if they put a lot of work in there, like, I feel like you should let them know that you liked it. Because, you know, that's what keeps them going. So, yeah, I love long comments. Pokemon and Digimon. I don't know, because I've never watched any of those. I am so sorry. Do not hate me. Our toast fingers, yeah. I was inspired. I can see that, Sage. What's the most cursed pet name you could think of right now? Oof. I am not sure. I don't know why Raindrop came to my mind, but that's not cursed. It's kind of cute. What was a movie so sad that you'll never watch it again? Moulin Rouge. I cannot bring myself to watch that movie again because it was so sad, man. Oof. Cows or dogs? Cows. Just for you, Sage. Chocolate or vanilla? I like chocolate better than vanilla. Favorite fruit? Strawberries. I love strawberries. What's your favorite type of weather? Hot. I really like hot weather. Have you seen snow before? If no, what do you assume it feels like? I was so tempted to make a joke about like snow is in the chat or something like that, but no, I've never seen snow like in my life. I feel like it would be kind of like when you have like an icy drink that just came out of the freezer. And like, you touch it and it's like kind of soft, but not really. I feel like that's how it feels. Anyway, yeah. What is the most beautiful place you've ever seen? Probably the lake from my city, because the sun sets in there and it looks really beautiful. Dirty Dancing audio went. I love that. I would love to make an audio about that. Like where I'm the teacher and you're the student, maybe? Let's see. If you were a holiday, what holiday would it be and why? Like, we don't have it here, but probably Thanksgiving. What's the most attractive non-physical quality a person could have? I believe honesty. Like being honest with everyone and being honest with how you feel. That's a really important thing to me. I always feel intimidated from long comments, so I always keep them short. Yeah, no, that's valid. That's valid, Flora. You got the keys to the TARDIS for a whole day. First place you're headed to. I would probably go visit all of my friends. But first, it would be UK because two of them are there. I mean, just pull up Isa's Twitter and pick one. Exactly. Oh, God. What's the most unexpected thing you like? That's a good one. Like, I'm not sure if like that's really unexpected, but I really like watching two crime documentaries. Because I like to know how they think. Also, hi, Scar, welcome. Sunsets or sunrises? Sunsets. Hi, little devil, not a devil. How would you describe your dressing style? All over the place, really. I really, oh God. Like, I've been more, like, wearing more pants right now because it's really cold in here right now. Like, I'm going for cardigans and pants and docks and scarves and stuff like that. So, right now, probably that. Yes, dirty dancing on your guys. Oh my God, this is gonna be great. Spontaneity or stability? I am not the biggest fan of change, but at the same time, I do like being surprised. So I am not sure. I like both, I believe. Non-sexual turn on, and I've seen this, I've never seen this being asked before. What's a weird non-sexual turn off? Okay, so non-sexual turn on. I really, really like when someone like just looks at me and just tilts their head a little bit. Like, it's not sexual at all, but like, you know, just, you know, I don't know how to explain that. I just get so shy and flustered. Anyway, fine. Okay, what's a weird non-sexual turn off? When people talk over me, I believe that's a very big turn off for me. You better get ready for essays under your Reddit post. I love that. That is so hot of you, Snow. Okay, a little devil, not a devil. I have another cute. Okay, how many crushes do you have right now? let's think about it. I'm gonna run out of fingers over here. Are you serious? Okay, let's see. I'm gonna count it in my mind because I'm not saying any names in here. If I'm being very, very thorough, probably three. Probably. Do you like watching cooking competitions? I get really, really anxious with any type of competition, but I do like it, yeah. What's a quote or mantra you live by if you have any? Okay, so. Not really a quote or a mantra, but like I always like to keep this in mind for myself. Like when there was this experiment in class that our teacher made us do, like we all took our shoes off. She asked us to take our shoes off and like leave it in front of the class. And then we had to like pick another pair, like one of each for other people. From other people. And we had to like walk around the class with the fucking other with other person's shoes, right? And then like it was really fun. Like there were people like falling and you know tripping over their shoes and whatever. So it was really fun. Everyone had a laugh. It was really nice. And but then like she made us all sit down and she was like, okay, so what have you learned from this? And we all answered, but the thing is what she wanted us to realize is that it's really hard to walk on a different person's shoes. So like you shouldn't judge other people if you're not in their lives because you don't know what they're going through, you don't know their life story. So like why are you judging? Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons? If not, would you like to someday? I would love to. I have never played it. What's an action that, in your opinion, says a lot about a person? Lying. I believe that says a lot about someone. What's the best advice you've ever received? I believe, let's see. The best advice I've ever received. I believe that it was from my tutor one day because, like, I was really stressed over, like, some things that happened to a patient of mine. And I was really, really stressed, and I had to talk to them. And she just looked at me and she was like, "You know, you don't have to fix everything, right?" And it's a really hard thing for me to do because, like, I am a people pleaser, I'm a fixer, and, like, I've learned that, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. So, like, when she said that, I kind of took it to heart in a good way because, like, I tend to forget that sometimes. Like, I don't need to fix everything. How do you de-stress after a long day? I just need silence when I need to de-stress. Like, because, like, I've been, like, really busy lately. Like, there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of people. I have to be around a lot of people. So even, like, if it's just, you know, inside my house, like in the Zoom calls, it gets really overwhelming. So when I need to de-stress, I just need the silence. I just need to be quiet and just, you know, just breathe in the silence and stay like that for, like, probably 2 hours or so. Yeah. What's your favorite pizza topping? Let me think about that. Damn, that's a hard one. Damn, I don't know. I really don't know. Jesus. Okay. Another cutie. Why do you say you're not a little devil, but your profile on Twitter has horns? Well, I mean, you know, there are other creatures that have horns. Doesn't need to be a devil. What's your absolute least favorite food? Probably sushi. I can't stand it. I'm sorry. Favorite comfort food or dish? Carrot cake. It always makes me feel better, man. I don't know why. Okay, bye, Jay. I'm not sure if she's here still. What are your favorite GWA tags? For not safe for work. Let me see here. I'm gonna go through this. Like, I have a list that I sent to Sage. I believe not this Sage, the other Sage. Let's see here. It has image. Oh, let's we give tags. There you go. Okay. Aftercare is one that I really like. Blackmail when I'm feeling dark, yes, love it. BFE. Blow job, yes. Breast play, sometimes. What else? Let's see. Cheating, yes, for the we really shouldn't part. Countdown, not really. Cream pie, yes. Cunnilingus, yeah. Let's see. I'm going through all of the texts that I've sent her. Drunk sometimes. Face fucking hell yeah. F dom yes. F sub also yes. Fingering yes. GFE. Pen job not really, but you know I won't complain if it's there. Humor for the laughs, yeah, I love that. Hypnosis. I've never gone through one of those. JOI. Kissing. Yes. L bomb. Not really. Masturbation. Yeah. M dom. Yes. M sub. Yes. Oral. Outer course. Hell yeah. Poetry for pillow talk, yeah. Public, yes. Role play, that's cool. Romance, eh, not really. Switching, love that. Tsundere, like that too. Never gone through one of those, I think. Vanilla, virgin, yes. Wet sounds, hell yeah. Yandere, hell yeah. So yeah, that's the most of it. Let's see, I think I lost it. Yeah, there we go. If you were stuck in a desert and a deserted island, then you could only take 4 record albums with you. Which albums would you take? Probably Melanie Martinez ones. I love that girl. What is a topic you could talk hours and hours about nonstop? Psychology. Specifically psychoanalysis. I really like that. Not the Freud one, though. What's the best gift you've received? Probably my moon lamp. When was the last time you got laid, and do you miss being in a relationship? Relationship, because I just know you don't know the acronym because you're boomer. I do know what that is, please. Okay. Last time, it's probably been a year or so, I believe. Yeah. And do you miss being in a relationship? No, not really. Not really. I'm okay by myself. If you could have a dinner party with any 4 people, alive or dead, who would they be? I would probably go for the victims of murders. Like, probably, you know, Eliza Lam, maybe Brenda Ball. Who else? Probably 4 of Ted Bundy's victims. Do you like shopping? Yes, I do. I love going shopping. Who in this BC would you fight and why is Kargelic? Because let's pull up the list. No, I'm joking. What was your favorite subject in school? See, I wasn't really... I don't remember. I think it was probably literature because, like, we were studying all of the periods and in history and stuff like that. So, like, probably literature. If you had a warning label, what would it say? Nice, but not naive. Do you have any pets? If not, would you want to? I did have a dog when I was a child, but like when I moved, I had to leave him there and I never saw him again. So no, I don't have any pets. I would want to, yeah. Yeah, Freud equals you. Yes, I agree with you, Flora. What's the weirdest thing you bought this year, last year? Weirdest. I should buy weird stuff, but like, I don't think I have any weird stuff in here. It is emerging again. Yeah, listen, this is terrible. What always cheers you up? Probably watching a movie I like, you know, with comfort food and stuff like that. It always makes me feel better. Favorite holiday? I would say New Year's Eve. It always makes me so happy, like, to know you start over and stuff like that. What's your favorite emoji? The white heart. Really like it. How are you so cute? Please give a tutorial. I'm really not, guys. How did you come up with your username? Oh, that is a good question. I'm gonna stay here for hours. No, I'm joking. Okay, so I think I've replied to this one like in a VC where we were all like just, you know, a few of the people that are here right now. So here's the thing. In psychoanalysis, there's this concept. It was unfortunately invented by Freud, where he talks about the three agents of the human psyche. And those three agents are responsible for shaping your personality like it is today. Those are superego, ego, and id. Superego is the one responsible for your morals, let's say like that, your moral thoughts. Because like through history, there was a lot of, how do you say it? There was a lot of things that were repressed, like, you know, like in history before, like that it was common to have like on like public orgies or stuff like that. And like through time that started to like not be like acceptable anymore, right? So superego comes from all of those repressions that came through history. So like, let's say, you know, one day you're a child and you want to eat another piece of cake, and your mom tells you to not to eat that piece of cake because, like, you've already had a lot. So, like, you learn that it's wrong to eat a lot of cake, let's say, like that, right? So, like, at a certain age, your superego starts developing and starts to, like, understand the morals of society. And ego is you. You are ego. You are the one like that, that's like responsible for taking action on fights between superego and id, because id is the type who's gonna say fuck it, do whatever the fuck you want. So let's say I'm gonna give an example that I did when I explained this for the first time. Let's say you want to call someone who is really bad for you. Really, really bad. You know they're really bad for you. But it's just so good when it's with them, right? So that is what it's going to tell you. Like, you know, okay, so it's really bad for you. But like, do you really want to like, you know, give up your pleasure just because he's bad for you, or she's bad for you, or they are bad for you? And then superego is going to be like, you know, they're bad for you. Do not do that. And I, you know, like these are the fights that happen between it and superego. And ego is you. You're the one who's going to like take action in those decisions. So you are the one who's going to decide who you're going to listen to. So yeah, that's where I came up with it. What personal habit are you most proud of? Probably like just tuning out whenever I can. Like I'm not really attached to my online presence as much as I was before. Like I feel like we can always like take some time off the internet and just, you know, go outside and breathe some air. touch some grass. No, I'm joking. Yeah, no, that's the one that I'm most proud of. How did you find out about PTAGWA? I found out through a friend who listened to a VA. Like, she showed me and I was like, oh, that's cool. Do you use Twitter light mode or dark mode? I use dark mode. I don't even remember what light mode looked like. Can you become my psychology teacher? I'd love to. Do you prefer baths or showers? Definitely showers. Like to feel the water like coming down my back and stuff. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? Oh, this is a good one. In my teenage years, my beautiful, beautiful self was getting drunk with her friends. And she was like, okay, so I just went through a terrible breakup with somebody. And I want to get fucking wasted. I want to forget all about this fucking person, right? So I decided I was going to get absolutely fucked up. So we bought a lot of alcohol. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. And what happened was when we were coming back from the gas station, that's where we buy our alcohol in here. That person was exactly where I was at the fucking, oh God. Anyways, so they were like, okay, so you're not even going to say hi to me. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Hi, goodbye. So we started drinking. We all started drinking and getting wasted and stuff like that. And eventually that person came to me and they wanted to talk to me. I was really, really drunk. I was absolutely wasted. And what happened was I was with that person. We were talking. We were like, you know, just talking about things and like asking each other how we were doing after the breakup. And my beautiful teenage self said to that person, okay, so do you want to go like in there? In there, meaning an alley, really dark alley. And we started making out. I made out with the person that I just had broken up with. And we were like just making out and stuff. And I threw up in their shirt right after we stopped. So yeah, you have that now. That is great. Anyways, cool. So, oh, I love the fact that your name has this like deep meaning behind it. Thank you, Sage. Something I miss doing ever since the Panadol started. I miss going to the movies. Like, you know, just buying popcorn and like telling people to shut up in the movies. Oh God, I miss that so much. Going with friends. So nice. What's something you love about yourself? Okay. You mean like physically or personality? You can ask me that like in the bottom. I miss hugging. I miss hugging too. Oh God, hugs, please. What core do you hate doing? Let me think about this one. Probably the reports I have to make about all of my sessions. Like, it's just like you have to do all the things, like you have to walk the patient through all the things, and then you have to write about it and about what happened and stuff like that. And it takes hours. It's terrible. What's your go-to drink at a bar or go-to drink in general? Caipirinha. It's the one that Dudley posted earlier this week. It's cachaça with lemon, and that's it. It's really good. It, babe, no. Yeah, guys, listen, okay? You asked for the embarrassment. Oh, God. Have you ever been cheated on? I am thinking, because I'm pretty sure I have been. But it's been so long, dude. I believe so, yeah. By my first boyfriend, I think. Have you ever done something you knew was bad but did it anyway? Oh, all the time. All the time. It's a thrill, honestly. It's a daily kind of happenings. Big spoon or little spoon? I like being big spoon. And have you actually ever gotten in a fight with someone, like physically fighting? No, I don't think so. If you were going to be sentenced for doing a crime, what crime would that be? Probably stealing from really big companies. I kind of don't like spooning. No, that's valid, Sage. Let me be your first fight. Oh my God. What's the unhealthiest thing you do on a daily basis? Let me think about that one. Unhealthy. Probably drinking a lot of coffee. Because, like, me and my family were coffee addicts, and we need our coffee not to get headaches. So, yeah, probably that. I drink a lot of coffee during the day. And sit down with the capitalist. Exactly. Also, drink water, besties. Favorite position, cowgirl. That's how Ed and I literally became friends. We got into it. I think fighting again would be like renewing our relationship. Yeah, no. Scar and I met fighting, literally. Oh, for sleeping. Let me see. I just lie on my back. Do you believe in karma? Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been a victim of it so many times. So yeah, I do believe in karma. Tell me something cute in Portuguese, please. Você é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi na minha vida. What's your favorite pet name? Oof. Let me see. My favorite pet name. Probably meu amor. Yeah, probably. Means my love in Portuguese. She could have cussed us, y'all. I would never suss you. Oh my God, see? How do you, oh Jesus, fuck, okay. Teaches Portuguese swear words. Oh, this is gonna be good. Actually, it's not that bad. Like, it's not that different from Spanish, really. Like, for shit, we have merda, which is like merda in Spanish. What else? To say fuck, we say porra. What else? Yeah, it's really similar, Sage. To say bitch, we say puta as well, just in like in Spanish. Yeah, son of a bitch, Florida. Portuguese is not harder than Spanish, please. How do you say little devil in Portuguese? Demoniozinho. What's your most prized possession? Probably my moon lamp as well. If someone were to make a movie about you, who would you like to play you? Damn. Let me think about that one. Man, I don't know. Probably Gal Gadot or something. What's your love language? Words of affirmation first, physical touch afterwards. What's the funniest story you can tell without revealing personal info? Okay, so it's like I laugh at it today, but it was not that funny at the time. Oh my God. Like it's the story is of how I got my chin scar. So in my teenage years I fucked up a lot as a teenager, okay? So here's what happened. I was drunk again because I drink a lot when I was a teenager. These days I just don't have the strength anymore. But yeah, I was drinking as a teenager again. And like I was drinking with friends and then we went to a road or something like that. I don't know. And we like kept drinking and like playing a drinking game. But at the time I had like a schedule. Like I had to be. Hold on. Where is it? Jesus fuck. I had to be at home at a certain time because, Latino parents. So I was getting drunk, very, very, very drunk. And I had to be home at like 11:30 or something. And by the time that I noticed, it was like 11:45 and I was not home yet. Hence, I was drunk, right? So I had a friend come pick me up. And I was waiting for them, but like it was already really late, right? So the thing that happened was my beautiful, drunk, intelligent self decided, you know what? If I run to the exit of this place that I'm at right now, I think I would be able to come ho to go home faster, even though my friend is not here yet. And so I did. And what happened is where I was, there are these little garden thingies that like have fences over it, like to protect people for step from stepping on the flowers or stuff like that. And I was running very fast to the exit. And I did not see it. And I tripped on it. So my chin was open. And I was like, okay. I didn't feel anything, by the way, just so you guys know. I couldn't feel anything because I was really drunk. So like the adrenaline as well, it was not like I couldn't feel anything. So I went home. Because my friend was already there. They didn't notice that, my chin was bleeding. And I got home and my father he was really mad at me. And then he was like fighting me and stuff like that. And then after he stopped, after he was done, he was like, "Okay, so how did you do that?" And I was like, "Oh, I fell." And he was like, okay, go take a shower and, clean that because he didn't know that it was open and neither did I. So that happened. And I went to the shower And it hurt like a bitch. Let me tell you, it hurt so bad. And like, it wouldn't stop bleeding. And I didn't understand why, because I thought it was just a cut, right? So my beautiful, drunk, intelligent self again decided, I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it. So I was in the kitchen, and this happened in June from, I think, 2019, I believe. My mom was out with friends, and she was like, okay. Then, like, when I was trying to put the Band-Aid on, she got home. And I was like, okay, mom, can you help me put this here, please? Like, I fell and, like, I cut my chin. My mom cannot see blood, y'all. She will literally faint. So, like, when she saw it, she was like, she sat down so fast in the kitchen chair. And she was like, she called my dad and she was like, what the fuck is this girl doing here? She needs to go to the hospital. She needs stitches. And, like, she breathing heavy and all of that. And like, I got like 2 stitches on my chin after that. And like the morning after was terrible, because then I realized that like my knees were swollen, my hands too, because the fall was not beautiful. Okay, it was terrible. And a little piece of my tooth, like in the back, is missing now because of that fall. Anyway. So yeah, that's funny now. It wasn't at the time, but it's really funny right now. What is your guilty pleasure? My guilty pleasure. Probably stand-up comedies. Yeah. If you were to change your name, what would you change it to? My name, like my Reddit name? I'm not sure. I haven't thought of it. Colonizer Portuguese is not it. Oh my god. Are you petty in real life, or are you the bigger person type? Let's see. I tend to try and be the bigger person, but like, because I'm really patient. Like, I'm really, 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 really patient person. But I can get petty if I lose my patience, which is not something that happens really, really often. My favorite drinking game? The ones that I make up. How do you take your coffee? Black, no sugar, just coffee. Not you playing with your parents like that, Latino parents. Listen, I know, okay? It was bad. It was really bad. But I didn't notice. If I was, like, if I knew the time, I wouldn't, I would have ran home, but I couldn't. Not everyone saying no. I'm fine, guys. Don't worry. What's the nicest thing someone has ever said to you? Your words along with your voice really soothes me. I feel safe around you. Your voice calms me down. It really makes me feel happy. What's your favorite type of dessert? I like usually cold stuff, like ice cream and petit gâteau But I really like carrot cake as well. Like, usually when I, like, buy a cake or make a cake, I just put it in the fridge first so I can eat it cold. Not a Band-Aid. Yeah. I put a Band-Aid on it because I didn't know it was that bad, y'all. What Hogwarts house are you in? I'm a Slytherin, though I've never read or watched any movies. Like, all of the tests always say that I am a Slytherin. Which house is the best and why is it Ravenclaw? I believe you, actually. Ravenclaws are really smart, really grounded. What's your favorite Tetris piece? Long boy, all the way. Here's one I remember. Did you ever play Nail Pets? I did. Oh my God. You took that right out of the. Oh my God. Oh God. I am so old. Jesus. I'm not here, but since I'm cooking, what's your favorite spice to cook with? Someone ping me with the answer, please. My favorite spice, probably pepper or lemon pepper. I love lemon pepper. How do you feel about mint chocolate chip things? I love them. She likes them. This is a win for me. What's the best joke you've ever heard? Not sure about that one. Damn, I don't remember. I really don't remember. Sorry, Snow. Do you believe in reincarnation? I do, actually. I feel like, I don't think like we just die and that's it. Cold or room temperature water? Cold. I like it cold, and I put ice on the cold water. I was literally going to say that your voice is soothing because you're currently luring me to sleep. Oh, that's so nice of you, Snow. Coming from you, it means a lot. Which Nail Pet was the best in your opinion? Yeah, no, please put the share in here because I do not remember. Bye, Aquin. Let me search this up. Platanos, is that a tree? Because I searched, I looked it up and it's a tree. It says here it's a tree, please. Okay, Audie, take your time. Oh, it's a bit. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let me see the type. Oh yeah, I do. You like succulent plants? Yeah, I think they're really cute. It's guys, please. Google said it's a tree, okay? I have nothing to do with that. What should I embroider? Doing a lot of embroidery right now, and I'm running out of ideas. I would say a cow, but you probably did that already. Oh, make a cow family. How about that? How do you keep succulents alive, please? Every single one I've had just did not survive for more than a week. I believe like water it once a week. I usually did it on Fridays. Call mama and call baby. I had a succulent and it died. Oh my God, guys. When you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be a veterinarian. But then, like, I realized that I had to watch animals die, and I was like, nope. Not gonna happen. My heart is not gonna be able to take it. How do you kill a cactus? Hey, it happens. It happened to me once. They're dead. My God. Do Drink water, guys. What's the most memorable thing you did with your friends that you wish you didn't do? That I wish I didn't do. Oh, that's a hard one. I didn't do. Damn, I don't know. I don't think I regret any of the things that I've done with my friends. Oreo cow, Watusi cow, Oreo cow. Oh, found it. Okay, let's see here. God, I don't remember their names. This is so sad, but it's so nice to look at. I believe the little blue guy in the front. So cute. I know we're 6 months into 2021, but did you have any New Year's resolution and have you been able to keep them now? I did. I wanted to be like kinder this year to people, like even though like people already say that I'm really kind, I wanted to be more. I feel like everybody deserves kindness. I've been able to keep them, yeah. Emotion monsters, oh god. Yes, Asia, I remember you really like the Watusi cow, don't you? Very cute. After the pandemic, what's the first thing you're doing? I'm probably hugging all of my friends. I miss them so much. Do you like taking naps? Yeah, I do. Like 1 hour naps usually, because I have a little bit of a problem with, you know, my productivity. That, you know, feel like sleeping too much is a waste of time. But, you know, I'm treating that in therapy, I promise. Do you like traveling? I do. I really do. I just, you know, I do like traveling, but if I am in a different place for a long time, I just start missing my house and, like, you know, my place and stuff that I, you know, my stuff. Favorite places you've traveled to? I have never left my country, unfortunately. Like, because I usually just go traveling to, like, visit people that I care about. But yeah. What's your favorite show from when you were a kid? What was the name? Courage. It was Courage. I really like Courage. Yeah. Oh, God, it was such a good cartoon. Yes, Saskia. What's the best love or life advice you have for us right now? That is a good one. Don't be afraid to put yourself first, ever. I believe that you're all really kind and really sweet, and like it's hard for you not to think about other people. But like, don't forget that you are a person too, and that you really need to learn how to put yourself first. You deserve that. Would you say that the person you are now would be the person that young Id never hoped it didn't ever hoped and dreamed of being? I think she would be surprised, definitely, because I had real different goals, like when I was a child. Like, I knew a lot of things, but I didn't know a lot of things, and I was really naive as well. I think she would be surprised by the person that, you know, she would become, definitely. Do you enjoy solitude? I do. I enjoy being alone. It's my favorite thing, actually. If you could say something to young Id, what would it be? It's okay for you to cry. Don't have to be strong all the time. Your English accent. Probably the American one. What's the sweetest gesture anyone has ever done for you? Someone made me a playlist once to ask me on a date. It was really nice. What's your favorite fruit? I like strawberries. Who's someone you look up to? I look up to my mother. She is a very, very strong person, and I look up to her on so many levels, like her strength and her personality and her goals. She's definitely a go-getter. What's a lie you told to get out of a date? Hi, Anira. What's a lie you told to get out of a date? Okay, give me 1 second, guys. Okay, I'm back. I went to drink my water and grab some more. Let me see, where am I? Who's someone you look up to? I've already told. What's a lie you told to get out of a date? Let me see. I think I probably said something like, I asked a friend of mine to call me. Like, I put it on speaker and everything. And I was like, okay, so I am going there right now. Just don't move. I'm going. And then I just left. Did you ever play Animal Crossing growing up? I haven't, no. Do you like some weird food mix? Like some really salty food with sweet? I like Pringles with Nutella. Yes, Adi. It's really good. It's really good. I promise it's really good. That's good too, Flora. Do you guys want to wait a little bit for the people who went to a bathroom break? Oh no, normal. Yeah, the original flavor. Do it. It's so good, guys. I promise. It's not bad at all. Okay, let's see here. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had? It was like I was a detective. And something ha like someone had like disappeared in the subway, right? Like in the cameras, we didn't know like what had happened because like that person was in a station and then in the next one she wasn't anymore. And like what happened was like I got in the subway and I was like, okay, I need to solve this. And then I went all the way to the end of the stations. And in the end, like, we found out that there was, like, a secret station, like, a hidden station that no one talked about or something like that. And then, like, that person had been kidnapped in there somewhere. I don't know, man. It was weird. Like, it ended, like, with me in the station, like, you know, everything, like, making sense in my head. Have you ever had a lucid dream? I did. It was so weird. Bro, because, like, it was so, so weird. Because here's the thing. I was in the dream, right? And, like, I knew that I was in there. But as soon as I was in there, I woke up. And then I fell asleep again. And when I fell asleep again, I was in there again. And I was able to, like, control everything in the dream. It was so weird. Do you meditate? I don't. Not really. I just, you know, go for walks. Go near water. Going near water really helps me. This is a trick question. Favorite cat fur color? I like all of them, but I have a special place in my heart for black cats and calicos. The weirdest food? Man, I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever had like weird food. Because usually like weird food comes from like seafood, right? Like squid and stuff like that. I don't eat seafood, so. Do you work out? I do. A dare that someone tells you to do that almost got you into trouble. Someone dared me to break up with my significant other at the time. And I had to tell them that I was cheating. That was, oof. God. Hi, Jay. Oh, Jay's in here. Yeah, no, Saz, my friends are terrible. Sage and Jay. Oh my God. No one tell Jay that we don't actually have Cheerios here, okay? Yeah, I know. My aura color is blue. Also, I can teach you guys to see to know your aura color if you guys don't know how. It's not that hard, actually. You just have to go to a white background. Yes, of course, I know how to do that. You just gotta go to like a white background and just, you need a mirror, obviously. And then you just stare at your skin for quite a long time. And then you're gonna start seeing like something coming out of it. Like a color, and then you're gonna move, and then you're gonna be able to see the color. That's how you look at your aura color. How long is a long time? Probably a minute or two. You're gonna be able to watch it.
Quickly, I wanted to say that we're probably going to wrap it up soon. So if you guys have any like last few questions for Id, then ask them now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
A wild sage. Yeah. Anyways,
How
<seeing.
big should the mirror be? Not that big, just enough for you to like watch your own skin, like your shoulder or your arm. Favorite candy? Like strawberry lollipops. Oh, that's a good one, Saskia. That's gonna say so much about me right now, Jesus fuck. I'm gonna put a picture. Hold on. And no, I'm not gonna say anything about it. How are you so sexy? Please give a tutorial. Shut up. You think Lola Bunny is hot? Who doesn't? Literally. Okay, listen. How does this need any explanation? I like smart men. I'm sorry. Don't you, Momo? Oh yeah, Aquan. Jessica Rabbit. God. That woman is something else, man. Oh, the Totally Spies. Yes, Z, thank you. Everyone's a furry for Lola Bunny. I was Blossom growing up. But I definitely sound more like Buttercup. Sage, please. You guys are too good to me. Fantasy or sci-fi? Probably fantasy. Do you like horror? I do, but I'm a scaredy cat. So, like, it's really hard for me to, like, watch horror movies and stuff like that. I love that, like, I'm okay with, like, murder mysteries and stuff like that, but, you know, I draw the line in horror. Yeah. Saskia. No, oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you. Horror is terrifying, exactly. I hate it, but I love it. No, me too, Saskia. I just don't have the guts to watch it, especially by myself. Agreed. We should have like a horror movie night maybe one day.
I think we're going to wrap this up unless anyone has any last questions. But I think everyone has asked all their questions. For some reason, I can't speak English. But thank you to everyone who came. And I hope you enjoyed it. And a huge thank you to Id for answering all of our questions.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. You guys are lovely.
You're lovelier. Clap, clap, clap. Thank you.
Thank you.